Hello all, welcome to Chapter 2 Roles in Project Management. So agenda for this particular chapter is project facilitators, quality of good project facilitators, the project sponsor, who is going to be the project sponsor, key functions of a project sponsor, how sponsors select projects, business visionary, project stakeholders, types of project management stakeholders, identification of stakeholders, steering committee, project team, characteristics of a project team, creation of teams, various roles and responsibility, and the summary. Introduction. So, the success of any project depends on its team members. Clear roles and responsibilities should be assigned to avoid communication issues. Project management follows a structured process involving various phases like initiation, planning, execution, monitoring, control, and closeout. So, for any project to be successful, the team members are the people who are responsible for the entire thing. So, the responsibilities and roles should be included, covered, and to ensure that there is not going to be a communication issue. Successful completion of a project relies on a well-coordinated team with defined functions. Projects entail risks, especially complex ones. Effective communication and collaboration among all team members are crucial for large projects to succeed. While the project manager is ultimately responsible, other roles within the organization like project sponsors, portfolio managers, and project coordinators also contribute to the success. Various roles in project management. Let us look at what are the various roles in a project management. Project management is a discipline of planning, organizing, managing, and controlling various resources to ensure successful completion of project goals and objectives. So we'll define what is exactly, what are going to be the roles that are going to be there, what are they going to be the responsibility, what is going to be the organization structure for the entire project, and what are the processes that are going to be done in the followed in the entire project management. Collectively, all these particular items, whatever we had defined earlier, these ensure that the people involved know what they are doing, when they are doing it, and how they are doing it and why they are doing it. All these particular things will be defined by the project management people, and this sets out clear lines of communication and reporting and supports and escalation points, supporting the management with expectations of result within the time, cost, quality, and risk factors. Various roles in project management. The project success significantly hinges on well-defined roles and the team's understanding of their associated responsibilities. Clearly defined roles and responsibilities serve to offer clarity to both clients and project teams. So they know each and every people, every person who is there involved in the project knows who to be contacted for each of the risks that are going to be coming into picture, changes that are going to come into picture during the project execution. Those on the customer side have crucial roles at every project stage, directly influenced by project outcomes. The supply side, often the project team, must meet client deliverables while adhering to constraints shaping the project success. Numerous groups are involved throughout the project and project management life cycles. Effective resource allocation considers factors like team expertise, skill set, project scope, and budget. Like earlier we defined, there could be a reason why the specific resource is required for a specific period of time. So, this has to be defined in the roles and responsibilities. A successful project execution relies on assembling on an interdisciplinary team with the right blend of skills. So, what are the essential roles in a project management? Let us define what are the roles that are required. Then we will define what is the responsibility for each of these particular roles. Project sponsor, business visionary, steering committee, project manager, project stakeholders, and project facilitator. The roles mentioned are critical for effective project management. They collaborate to ensure projects are successfully planned, executed, and delivered. The presence of these roles enhances communication, accountability, and resource management in projects. Let us define what is the responsibility of each of these particular roles which we are told. Project sponsor and owner. The project sponsor or the owner defines the project scope and content. They know what exactly they require out of the entire project. They define what exactly success criteria for a particular project. They need to be well informed about the organization and the project to make informed decisions, because they are the people who are going to define and decide what exactly they require. They should be taking care of the entire project with informed decisions. Typically from the client side, the project sponsor requires the support of key personnel. So in the organization, the project sponsor should have a control and have an authority to take a decision, and usually they will be from the client side. Project executive. The project executive is accountable for the project success. They secure spending authority and resources for the project. Ideally, they are the high-ranking manager relevant to the project size and scope. So they have a limited, they have a spending authority and resources for completing a project. The project executive provides leadership and accountability for delivering the project outcome. Project manager. The project manager leads and manages the project team on a daily basis. So he will be the communications channel for the customer and the team. They create the project plan, manage resources and activities, and ensure delivery within the defined boundaries. The project manager ensures the project team completes the project within the time, within the budget. The project team. Project team delivers required deliverables under the project manager's direction. They communicate relevant information on project development, implementation, and ongoing activities. The project team size and composition and the time at which they are going to work depends on the project size and complexity. Essential roles in a project management. So we have defined what is a project management. Let us see what are the defined essential roles in a project management. So PMO, technical coordinator, and team lead. These are the primary roles which are going to be at the top of the entire pyramid. Under this particular thing comes a solution developer, solution tester, specialist, and business analyst. All these particular people will be supported by the people who are coach and change manager, portfolio manager, vendors, and customers. The low level, whichever is there in the low level, these are the people who are going to support the people in the middle, who are going to support the top level people. Let us define what is the role of a project manager. Project managers need diverse skills ranging from leadership and communication to personal development. So they should be in a position to know what exactly is happening in the specific industry, what exactly is happening in the system we are going to develop or deliver, and communication, which is very important for different people, communicate different stakeholders, and ensuring that resources are getting managed properly. The foundational project management skills are typically assumed for an aspiring project manager. So project manager should have these particular skills, which includes personal skills, technical skills, plus the industry skills. Qualifications for project manager roles involve a mix of formal qualifications, informal qualities, and on-the-job training. So the project manager, what is the role of a project manager? The project manager plays a crucial role in overseeing all phases of solution delivery. So he defines, after defining the entire thing, he ensures that the entire role is being taken care. All phases of solution delivery are considered, and he has to oversee that the resources are working properly as per what exactly is required for the solution delivery. This role involves providing high-level management guidance and to project teams and ensuring an effective working environment. So ensure that all the work environment is proper, be it a required laptop requirement or whatever is required for server requirement or connections that are required for the team to do their activity properly, and ensuring that communication with the management is happening, stakeholders is happening, and all are being updated with the project changes that are going to happen for each of the phases that are going to happen in the printer project. The project manager's responsibility include coordinating the project team's effort to meet deadlines at every project stage, like we said, no? So each of the project stage, we ensure that the project manager ensures that the deadlines are getting handled and quality, and ensure the quality is not getting compromised when you are going to meet the deadline. It should not become like at the end of the entire project stage, you are having a project which is not going to be meeting the requirement of the project. They collaborate with the team to create the project plan and manage task performance. So the team ensures that the team is following the project plan and manage the task performance. The selection of a project manager depends on the project time and required expertise. So if let us take an example of a project manager who is working in a pharmaceutical company, he may not be working properly for a banking environment, because the banking environment is entirely different from the pharmaceutical environment. Or a software person, a project manager cannot, is not applicable for a construction environment. So the expertise required and the project type is important here for completing a project successfully. And the project manager is the person who is completing the entire project, ensures that things are happening. So project manager should have all this particular expertise in hand. Let us see what is the responsibility of project manager. We have defined what is the role of a project manager. Now we will see what is the responsibility of a project manager. Project manager plays a pivotal role in success or failure of a project. If a project manager is not doing his proper role properly, then the project may not be successful. Key responsibilities include planning. Thorough planning is crucial to resolve future issues. Insufficient planning often leads to project failure. So if the planning is not proper, the execution also is not going to be proper. So like we were mentioning, 80% is the project execution and planning is 20%. So this 20% is not successfully done, then the 80% is going to fail. Defining project objectives. The PM ensures establish the clear goal and action plan, ensuring alignment with the project sponsor's expectation. So whenever he is going to do a goal, whenever he is going to do an action plan, he ensures that the sponsor's expectations are in alignment and sponsor is not changing his expectation. If the sponsor is changing the expectation, it is the role of the PM to ensure that the sponsor has been informed that the scope is getting changed and which is going to result in the budget going beyond the limits, or the time going beyond the limits, or the quality is compromised. Client agreement. Presenting goals and plans to customers fosters agreement, minimizes tension before through buy-in points. So while you're going for an agreement with the client, the goals are presented to the customer properly and plans are informed properly and agreement is mentioning all these particular things, so that during the entire project closure, this is not creating a tension between the client as well as the project team. Stakeholder support. Building relationships with vested parties, addressing concerns and securing commitment to project goals. So the project manager ensures that the stakeholder is support he is having and they are having a trust, which is very much important for the completing the entire project. The customer should trust the project manager, ensuring thinking that he will be in a position to complete the project properly and within the specific proper time. Developing a statement of work. Documenting project factors like goals, resources and timelines for a detailed project plan. So a statement of work should contain all these particular things, like what is the goal of the project, who are going to be the resources that are going to be there, what is the time frame for each task. This is going to be there in the detailed project plan and this will be considered in the statement of work. Team vision. Transparent communication with the team members about the final vision fosters cooperation and understanding. So there should be a proper communication with team members about the final vision. What actually is going to be vision that is going to be looked at the entire end of the entire thing, and have the charts properly and the vision. Suppose say example, you are going to see a mobile banking. You should have a prototype in your hand to ensure that the people are following the entire project properly. So communication, which is very much important, maintaining the formal contact with the management, stakeholders and the project team to prevent surprises. So it may become like the project manager is not communicating properly to the people. Project team understands something and management understands something else. And there should be a deviation between both this understanding, and which will result in a surprise when the project is getting delivered at the end or task is getting delivered at the end. And it will result in rework. And again, it will result in budget constraints as well as the time constraints. Detailed planning. Develop a detailed plan with team involvement, promotes collaboration teamwork. So, which is important, the planning should be done properly, which ensures that the collaboration of the and teamwork is being handled properly and team is involved from the day one of the project. Project management information system. So, each and every project will be having an MIS. which will be taken care by the project manager, and he will ensure that the proper system and tools are implemented for tracking the progress. We are a complex project, which is very much important. Without a proper system and tools for tracking the progress, the entire system will deviate from the end point. And training team members to use them. See, it may be a Jira that is being used by the project manager for tracking the entire progress. The trained team members has to be trained for using this particular project management tool. Otherwise, it will become like user doesn't know how to do this particular thing, and project manager will result in doing all this work on behalf of pro team member. Risk assessment and contingency plans. Identifying risk, creating contingency plans, and escalating critical issues. Say there is a critical issue that has come in between a project manager project. This has to be escalated properly to the relevant stakeholders. And the project manager should know whom exactly it has to be contacted for a specific risk or critical issue that are coming into place. System configuration, managing project configuration, especially in IT projects, and coaching solution development teams. So these system configuration are very much important for doing a project this thing, and the project manager takes care of the entire thing. Organizing and resource allocation. Organizing people and resources throughout the project phases. Like we said, we started with some 10 people, and for a specific project phase, people require 15 people, 15 resources to be there in this particular project. Project manager should ensure that the 15 people he is getting, and then within the specific budget, and the project is proceeding further as per the phase. And if there is any constraints on the budget, he or she should be in a position to speak to the stakeholder, speak to the customer, speak to the project owner, and ensure that the budget constraints are taken care. Motivating teams, creating an encouraging environment, maintaining momentum, providing ongoing motivation. So for any project to be successful, a positive and motivated team is required for completing the entire project. And project manager, he should be in a position to take care of these particular things and ensure that the teams are motivated. And if there is any negativity that's come into picture, the project manager should discuss with the specific manager, specific team member, and ensure that his constraints are taken care, his issues are taken care, and proceeds further with the next move ahead with the project. Maintaining documentation. Ensuring organized documentation for easy reference and resolving queries. The entire documentation that is to be maintained is a responsibility of a project manager. Executing, controlling, and monitoring. Executing tasks, controlling deviations, and monitoring the project progress is the responsibility of a project manager. He should ensure that the tasks are executed properly, deviations are controlled properly. Obviously, there will be some deviations. It is a project manager who has to control this particular deviation. Monitoring project progress. How the project is getting progressing, that has to be monitored by the project manager. Change control. Allowing project plan adjustments and managing the change progress effectively. So PM has to ensure that the changes are documented, change management process is happening, and the changes, the difference between the what is happening in the production or what is happening in the UAT, what is getting moved into production is documented properly and ensures that whatever is happening is as per the plan that has been set in the initial day. Developing corrective actions, addressing sudden problems promptly from missing deadlines to conflicts. So the project manager should ensure that corrective actions are happening at a proper time and promptly, and the team has been informed why there is a corrective action that is happening, and deadlines or conflicts are taken care of properly. Transitions and analysis, coordinating business takeover of the solution, ensuring training and evaluation of the project is key for a success of a project. Project managers need both hard skills and soft skills, which includes planning, execution and control, leadership, communication, conflict resolution, which is very important is a leadership skill. Without a proper leadership skill, without understanding what exactly is the concern of the specific resource that is working on this particular project, ensuring that the person is positive, all these are part of the leadership skills. And communication is very important to ensure that whatever is the issues that are here happening here is being in communicated to the customers, client, and the project owner. It's important for a project to be successful. Why is the role of a project manager crucial to the project? In the absence of a project owner, projects can descend into chaos with no clear leader to oversee project progress and guide the team towards the main goal. So, example, we can think like it is a war situation, and in a war situation, the person who is leading the entire team is the person who is going to ensure that the entire war is going to be successful. Without the proper project manager, without a person leading the entire project, the entire war is going to be in chaos and it will be resulting in a failure of the entire project. Lack of coordination leads to confusion, duplication, and conflicts that hinder project delivery. So this is applicable for a bad project manager also. So if the project manager is not good, it results in confusion and people doesn't know whom to contact for each and every issue that they're going to happen on a day-to-day basis. And results in duplication. So if the project is not getting monitored properly, ensuring that delivery is not happening properly, it will result in duplicate because the customer is not going to accept to whatever you have done and he is going to say that, boss, you do this entire thing one second and give it to me back. A project manager introduces accountability, responsibility, leadership, and adaptability. Like we said, the project manager ensures the team is accountable and responsible. They take ownership of whatever they are doing and adapt to changes. Project is going to have different changes that are going to come, and from the resources perspective, from all perspectives, and ensures that it is happening. They take full responsibility for the project's outcome, whether it succeeds or fails. So the person who is project manager ensures that the team is taking responsibility for the project's outcome. Irrespective of the project manager, it is not that project manager only is going to take the entire responsibility. Each team member should take a responsibility for the proper outcome. Project outcome. And this particular thing has to be done by the project manager. Project manager concentrates on the broader objective, enabling them to provide leadership in planning, execution, organization, and resource management. So it is not only project manager looking at a specific objective, he looks at the broader objective. What exactly is going to be the objective of the client is going to be the project manager objective. And he enables that leadership is given and the planning, execution, organization are taken care of properly. Leadership, let us see what are the leadership qualities that are required for a project manager. Effective leadership is pivotal for a project successful, and the project manager as a team leader must possess key leadership qualities. So what are the leadership qualities that are required? Let us see what are the leadership qualities that are required. Visionary approach. The project manager should be a leader with a visionary approach. Strong leadership vision inspires the team to achieve milestones and address client needs effectively. So if project manager is not motivated himself, he will not have a proper vision in his mind. And this is not going to have a proper milestone. Teams cannot reach the proper milestone and clients cannot be addressed effectively. People-centric. The successful leader prioritizes people over assets, understanding team members' strengths, weaknesses, and competencies to assign tasks accordingly. So a project manager should know what exactly is the strength and weakness of each of the team member, and competency, what exactly is the competency, where how much is the load he can take. Accordingly, he has to assign the task, and for him or her, the priority is more on the people rather than the assets. Ethical values. A good leader upholds honesty, trustworthiness, and proper communication, dependability, fostering ethical behavior within the team and addressing uncooperative behavior. If a team member is not cooperative, the project manager should not be tolerating this kind of uncooperative behavior and ensures that the ethical values are being followed, which includes honesty, trustworthiness. Project manager should be trustworthy and dependable. He should be dependable. Customer or client should understand that he is dependable or she is dependable and he follows ethical behaviors. Team collaboration. Effective project managers promotes teamwork, collaboration between the teams for each and every item, creating opportunities for learning and smooth project execution. So project managers should ensure that the learning and there is a continuous learning and skill development for the people. for the team who are working on this particular thing, and proper opportunities are created for the specific team, be it vertical opportunity or horizontal opportunity. Proactive problem solving, anticipating and addressing challenges. The project manager should be in a position to anticipate this is what is going to happen in the next 1 year, month or 2 months. If there is a deviation that is going to happen in the timeline, he or she should be in a position to know after 1 month the entire project is going to go into red. And anticipate and communicate with the people. Promptly empowers the team and reinforces competence. So if there is any, for temporary purpose, team has to be empowered for this specific thing, project manager should ensure that the team is getting empowered for this thing. Active involvement. A capable leader guides team members and supports their tasks, promoting a positive attitude. So project manager should ensure that he or she supports their tasks, the team members' tasks, and positive attitude is getting promoted. A single negative team person will ensure that the entire people are getting negative. So, a team leader or a capable leader should ensure that the positive attitude is always there. Participative decision making, encouraging team input in decision making balances perspectives and fosters autonomy. So, always project manager should ensure that the decision making is taken consideration with all teams also into picture, and team inputs are taken care, team inputs are ensured or taken the care for taking a decision. Delegation. Project manager should ensure that the tasks are delegated within the team and deadlines are taken into consideration with effective coordination ensures successful project implementation. So, project manager ensures that coordination happens properly within the team. Accountability. Providing necessary resources and empowering team members fosters responsibility and ownership. So, project manager ensures that each team member is accountable for whatever actions they are doing. Simplicity, keeping tasks straightforward and avoiding unnecessary complexities aids effective project management. So, each and every task, whatever is going to handle, be done for each of the team, should be simple to that extent that it doesn't become complex. Later on, it could become like each and every task can be clubbed together to make it as a complex project. Implementing these principles enables project managers to be effective leaders and contribute to project success. So, whatever principles we had discussed all this particular time, this is what is required for a project manager to be effective leader. And more important to all these particular things, whatever discussed as a leadership or the project manager skills, the project manager should be up to date on whatever is happening on the specific industry on which he is working on. So, without this particular update that is happening, the project manager cannot be successful. So, like we discussed now, a project manager doesn't have one single role. He'll be having multiple roles, and like what we are seeing in the picture, project manager has multiple hats that he has to handle. Being a project manager involves juggling various roles such as a task manager, problem solver, and motivator. So, it is like he or she will be the one point of contact for any issues that are happening in a specific project. The project manager doesn't perform miracles, but they are accountable for delivering projects on time with quality outcomes. It's a dynamic role. We know that project manager is not a magician, but he or she ensures that the team is delivering projects on time and quality is be the outcome that is going to happen. So it is a dynamic role. The project manager is going to handle. Having the right qualities and team support makes the experience fulfilling. So, irrespective of if the team is not proper, if the team is not, support is not there for the project manager to deliver, then it becomes difficult for the project to be successful. Project manager plans realistically, selects team members and manages resources. So, the planning should be realistic in nature. It should not be like he or she is giving a realistic, unrealistic timeline. And finally, the team is failing for completing the end of the project. So, team members also should be selected properly, considering the timelines in mind and the budget in mind. And resources has to be handled accordingly, according to the timelines and the quality that is expected out of the project. So, during challenges, a project manager must diplomatically resolve conflicts for a win-win outcome. So, always, the project manager should consider both the parties are winning. If any of this particular point is getting, party is getting in conflict, is he feeling that they are going to lose, then their success of the printer project will be a question mark. Being people oriented is crucial to motivate team members for collective success. After project completion, the manager reviews thoroughly and rectifies errors to fulfill responsibility. So when project manager reaches the entire project completion, the project manager reviews the entire project successfully, and wherever there is an error, it is getting rectified to ensure that the responsibility of giving a successful project outcome is taken into consideration, is done, and client is happy. So let us move on to the other roles other than project manager in a project. So project facilitators, they are individuals who help out with a project to complete tasks such as documentation, paperwork, filing, communication, coordination with team members, etc. So basically, these project facilitators are the project management associates who help a project manager to ensure that project manager's work is getting completed. Qualities of good project facilitators includes effective facilitation involves maintaining a detachment while leading the team. Essential skills for a successful facilitator include encouraging open discussions among team members, involving everyone, and accepting differing opinions when necessary. This builds trust, support, and respect. So basically, project facilitators ensure that the project manager is able to do his role of leading the team by ensuring that discussions happen, ensure that team meetings are happening, and everyone is getting involved in the entire project. Promoting job rotation to enhance team members' skills and seeking expert advice for complex tasks. So they ensure that the job rotation happens between the team throughout the entire project, and people are getting accountability and communicates their role clearly. So facilitators ensure that the communication happens clearly and accountability is there for each team member. Emphasizing active listening to ensure team members hear. Emphasizing active listening to ensure team members hear each other's perspective. So each person, when each team member will be having his own perspective, which may be right or wrong. So the facilitators ensure that each of the team member is getting listened and each person's perspective is taken into consideration for proceeding further with the project. Bringing together the necessary resources to clearly project objectives for the team's benefit, remaining impartial while helping resolve issues and valuing each team member's contribution. So what they will be doing is that they will be impartial. That is very important. They should not have any partiality to any of the people, any of the team members, and they will be helping in resolving the issues. So maybe there is some issue with the laptop, or maybe there is some issue with some knowledge. So these people, these team facilitators, project facilitators, ensure that the team is getting involved in the project and their issues are getting resolved without any impartiality. So what are the qualities of good project facilitators? So good project facilitators allow freedom in facilitating and to maintain focus on the process and learning from mistakes. So they always constant learning and constant skill development will be there with the project facilitators. And they ensure that the team is also focusing and they also maintain focus on the entire project. So guiding the team while giving them the space to think, analyze, and contribute. So they have to give space for the team to think themselves and come up with creative ideas and analyze and contribute. So they have to ensure that the team is contributing and help in analyzing the entire project. Holding progress assessment meetings, encouraging input from all, and maintaining approachability. So they should be in a position, the team members should feel free to approach the team project facilitators. By applying these skills, a facilitator ensures effective collaboration and progress within the project team. So project team progress plus the collaboration between the entire team is a responsibility, and that is a quality of a good project facilitator.